Stock summary rate ding clicking up for Miss Barbara Pruitt, Pruitt, first of all, Barbara. Today's date is 1/22/2013. Patient is a 65-year-old Afro-American female, comes to the clinic with number one, low blood pressure, number two, neck pain, number three, osteoarthritis of the neck. She has multi-level DJD. She's seen Dr. Greer, G-R-E-E-R, neurosurgeon who wants to do surgery. Number five, coronary disease. Number six, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Number seven, diabetes mellitus. Number eight, coronary disease, sepsis, CABG. Number nine, left atrial enlargement, tricuspid regurgitation, pulmonary hypertension, pulmonary insufficiency, left ventricular hypertrophy. Number 10, proteinuria. Number 11, vitamin D deficiency. Number 12, hyperlipidemia. Number 13, postmenopausal status. Number 14, hemoglobin A1C on 1/9/2013 was 12. Number 14, vitamin D deficiency. Patient comes to the clinic. She says she's not compliant with her diet. She has seen a dietitian. She last saw him in December. Her hemoglobin A1C is elevated. She has nausea, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness. Blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency, or seizure, melanomedicusia, diet, constipation, sore throat, ears, or nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia, no helical intolerance. No nocturia, she's had her flu shot. I am going to do a carotid Doppler of her neck due to rule any worsening stenosis. She had 50-79% on both sides, rule any worsening stenosis. I'm going to check a C-peptide level on her to see if she's still making any insulin. If she is, I'm going to try some oral medicines on her. She is going to be set up with a dietitian again. I've instructed her about a diabetic diet. She's to follow her diet as best as possible. She does suffer from neck pain. I told her that clear for surgery if she decides to do any neck surgery with Dr. Greer, period. The patient does have neck pain with myelopathy, period.